Mr. Chairman, other members of the High Table, distinguished delegates, excellences, ladies and gentlemen, dear friends. At the outset, please let me convey the best wishes of Her Excellency, Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, President of Liberia, and the Honorable Dr. Florence Chinoweth, Minister of Agriculture, the Government of Liberia, to the Director General of FAO, Mr. Jose Graciano da Silva, who leads his dynamic and effective team to achieve the goals and objectives in the strategic framework. Let me also welcome our new members, Republic of South Sudan, Brunei Darussalam, and Singapore. I'm pleased to indicate also that our relationship with FAO in Liberia, that is on the ground, continue to be valuable and well demonstrated again by the efficiency of the FAO representative there and his dynamic team. This kind of collaboration and cooperation could be viewed as one of the first steps in establishing sustainable food systems for food security and nutrition. Yet, as a billion people continue to live in chronic hunger, we concur with the Director General in his request for a 1% real increase in FAO's budget, plus less than 4% to cover inflation and mandatory staff costs. Permit me also to express our thanks and appreciation to all of our development partners for the close working relationship which we have built together over the years of partnership. Perhaps it is now more than ever before that we have to become most serious partners to establish and develop those food systems that will secure that food security and nutrition are sustainable for all. Going forward, I would like to recommend that a high-level meeting be held soon with all donor partners to establish the linkages and provide the synergy to meet the challenges of food and nutrition security in Liberia. Since some of the donor projects may be aligned to programs by government, there needs to be a better tracking, M&E, and coordination to avoid duplication and waste of scarce resources. Food and nutrition security is not only a Liberia issue, it is a global issue. To fight it, we must fight it together, and we will win. Over the last 6 years and overall in Liberia, we have been devoted to putting in place strategic policies which have resulted in an annual growth rate between 6 to 8%. Liberia is now moving into a period of transformation and has adopted an agenda for transformation with two long-term objectives. First, in 10 years, Liberia should not be aid dependent. Liberia should move from aid dependency to sufficiency. Second, by the year 2030, Liberia should move into a middle-income country status. It is highly possible, yes, considering Liberia's relatively small population of around 4 million people and with its vast natural resources. The AFT also has a medium-term growth strategy, which is geared toward improving the business environment and management of the country's natural resources for inclusive growth. In order to achieve true transformation, there must also be an agricultural transformation. Unlike in the past, the present stakeholders in the agricultural sector are many and varied. To achieve sustainable food systems for food security and nutrition, all of the stakeholders must become involved and work together. In Liberia, the Minister of Agriculture is the sector leader, but many of our donors and development partners participate in its transformation. We are also including our regional collaboration with the Mano River Union and with ECOWAS. Liberia is mainly an agrarian economy, with about 70% of the population depending on agriculture for livelihood. The Minister of Agriculture established a program management unit and many other programs in Liberia to buttress our food security and nutrition efforts. LACIP, the Liberian Agricultural Sector Investment Program, is a direct result of a project proposal written after the signing of the compact from the Comprehensive Africa Agriculture Development Program. Ladies and gentlemen, there is so much I could say about Liberia that time will not permit me. However, I want to close by saying that the road ahead will have challenges, but we must look at these challenges as opportunities. We must be stakeholders in this global arena. We are obligated to work together to develop and implement sustainable food systems for food security and nutrition to ensure food security not only in Liberia, but globally. I thank you.